Oh shit. It's time for Blue Knot Radio! What's going on, everybody? How's it going? How you doing? Hope you're doing good. I'm doing really good. You want to know why? Because Sober October's over! Wow! Yay! I'm just so fucking happy that this fucking over with. Oh my gosh. And to any of you doing No Nut November, you're fucking gay, alright? And if you know you're fucking gay, no, you're gayer than gay, alright? What the fuck? That's stupid. But anyway, I'm just happy. You know, I'm alive, I'm feeling good. And, you know, I get my best friend back. My best bud. Mary J. I love this bitch. I love this bitch. She's the best. She's the best. So much so that we're just going to start off right away. Because I missed the bitch. Now, today's the 2nd. I did smoke on the 1st. I had to. I couldn't wait. Yes, that's right. Because I have a problem. That's why Sober October's good for you, Phil. Fuck you and your mother, too. Inhale. Exhale as I take hits from the bong. Oh, yeah, that's terrific. I got some, what do I got over here? Yeah, I'm starting my day off. Hold on, let me turn down my heat. It's so fucking cold. Last week, it was 80 degrees. It was 80 degrees last Saturday. And now this week, we got the frost. I saw a little bit of snow yesterday morning. I was like, goddamn. There ain't supposed to be in November here in New York. It's fucking cold. My nipples are hard. Calm down, Lobo. Calm down. What am I smoking here? I'm smoking some Choco Loco. Oh my god, it's so crazy. It's so loco. It's supposed to be like an 80% sativa hybrid. It's really good. I like it. But it don't taste like chocolate Thai. I remember getting chocolate Thai back in the fucking day. Alright, this ain't no chocolate Thai. But it's good, you know. It's like uppity weed, you know. I'm gonna be so uppity today. Oh my god. So, feeling good. I'm just happy, you know. And, you know, there was something missing in my life last month. And she's back. I need a better pipe, though. I like the pipe and all, but I gotta get a better one. Woo! Yeah, the Choco Loco is like, what I say, it's like 80% sativa, hybrid. I don't know, I like it. I like sativas, though, you know. I like being up, I like having my energy, I like doing work. And I like doing some of my writing, and that was doing writing yesterday. I was so happy and smoked a fat fucking pipe yesterday. That didn't sound right. That sounds like something Lobo was saying. I would believe him in a different context. But I smoked a fatty yesterday. And I just got down to writing. And it was good. It was good. It was nice to be creative again. Yeah, it's excellent. All right, so it's Blue Knot Radio. So we'll just hit it off with the top fuck yous over the last week or so. You know, things that just annoyed me now. Mind you, I don't have much of a life lately. I just been work, home, and then last week, forget it. I don't want to do nothing but sleep. I just wanted to get the month over with. I was like, get this fucking month done. You know, the only thing that was exciting for me was doing that pumpkin picking, which is whatever. I mean, whatever. You're with the family, it's fine. You know, NFL football, that rig shit, and the NBA. Just started, what, like a week ago? That rigged shit. Now, it ain't the players so much. It's the refs. The refs have way too much fucking control. So, this fuck you is for the referees and the officiating going on in sports nowadays. I mean, it's evident. They're allowing women to officiate. Just that alone just shows you that it's bullshit. I'm not saying women can't officiate, you know, and I'll even appreciate the cute ones. There's a couple of cuties that be running around and their booty be looking good in those black pants. I'm all about that action, you know, but that just kind of shows me where the state of officiating in sports is nowadays. And it's bullshit. I'm over here watching football, watching that NFL American football over here, and I am seeing the most dog shit fucking calls at key moments, and it just like to extend the time, or you know, to make the game more exciting, or to make it go to overtime. I mean, it's disgusting. That's not, you know, the officials are not supposed to have any say in the fucking game. You know, they just call what they see and that's it. So, I'm all for AI robot officials. Now, you know, you can keep the sideline people. Keep them gals. Keep the gals there, you know. Keep the gals. What else? You know, I don't want to fire the minorities. I don't want to hurt no one's feelings. So, you know, those white judges, get the fuck out of here. And I'm not even about race. I'm not about race. You know me. I want to mix all the races. I don't care. I love everybody. I want to fuck one of each kind, okay? I'm all about that action. I don't care. You know, I don't care about the officiating colors. I just want the best person there. All right? When it comes to officiating, they suck. They fucking blow. It's the worst, you know? I can't take it. You know, I'm over here watching the football, and then, you know, even a call that went for my team, for the Patriots, to extend the drive, I didn't like the call. It was a bullshit call. Even though it was helping my team, you know, I'm not one of those guys, ah, fuck you, take that, you fucking asshole. No, it was not a good call. It was clearly not a good call. I don't like it. I don't care if it's for my team, and I really hate it if it's against my team, of course. You know, I just was not happy about it. And then I'm watching friggin' basketball. I'm watching the NBA and shit. And I'm watching these refs friggin' sometimes call a foul for an N1. Sometimes they don't call the foul for an N1. Depends on the friggin' level of stardom the player holds. You know, if it's like a star, like, I'm a Celtic fan, so I'm watching Jason Tatum do his thing, crossing people up, you know, he turns one way, he turns the other way, fade away, swish. The guy is fucking great. I love watching me some Tatum, you know. So, you know, over the last few years, he wasn't getting calls. He wasn't getting his N1s because people are touching his friggin' booty hole and shit as he's driving, you know. So, this year, he's getting all the calls. But then I'm watching another guy get slapped even harder. No foul. Ah, you're just a scrub. You got to deal with it, rookie. I don't get that shit. I don't like it. I don't want no part of it, you know. And then, you know, sometimes they call the friggin' the foul, and sometimes they don't. It depends on, you know, where we are in the game and shit. And I don't like that. I don't like that. But I did see a few nice female NBA refs now, or side judges, or whatever the fuck they do. There's one main ref, and then two other people running around, friggin' trying to play grab ass with the friggin' NBA, or so, you know, and I saw this one NBA ref, though, right? She was so smitten with LeBron James, she was so smitten with him, and she didn't give him the fucking foul, or he gave him a foul that shouldn't have happened, whatever it was. That's because she was so smitten. You can see she's blushing. I it's like, get this shit out of the fucking sports, all right? I am so sick of it, you know? It's just horrible, horrible friggin' officiating everywhere, you know? I'm not watching the NHL hockey. I just watch a little bit of the Bruins, and, you know, it is what it is with the refs, you know? I think they're afraid of the hockey players that, you know, they're gonna get friggin' pummeled, or friggin' one guy's gonna do a jump kick slash to the neck and end them. You know, like what happened to the other day to that guy. Oh, poor bastard. You know, and then baseball, the umps are blind, you know. And especially with baseball, now they do, you know, the AR robotic friggin' strikes and the balls calls. And it's perfect. Why are we still using the umpire? Why? I just don't get it. So, this hit does not go out to the friggin' officiating in these pro-level sports. They fucking suck. They suck. And the female one sucked dick. That's what they want. That one female wanted to suck LeBron's dick. And she was friggin' all smitten and giving him calls. It was disgusting. This hit don't go out to you. the hit can't go to your booty. I'm telling you, the one lady had such a nice booty. I was like, that's nice. Oh, shit. Fucking fat people. You know what? I know there's not that many fat people all over the world per capita like here in the United States. I know that. We're a bunch of fat asses over here, you know? We get fed friggin' like fucking poison all day and sugar all day that, you know, it just gets you fat. Look at me. I friggin' gained some weight over the last 4 months because I just didn't care. I'm like, I only live once. I'm gonna eat whatever. And now I'm like, why did I gain all this weight? Fucking stupid ass. You're eating friggin' shit all the time. I eat good, but it's all the breads. It's all the breads I eat, you know. I've been dicking around with friggin' some rice and shit, pretending that that's good for you. And whatever, a little bit of rice a couple of times a week is not gonna hurt you. I know. But that's not what I've been doing, you know. I just wanted to feed my soul, you know. I've been feeling so lonely lately. I've been feeling dissatisfied. Personally, you know, that fucking stupid Sober October, man, blew. So, you know, it just gets you like, oh my god, but life is so boring, everything sucks, all I do is this. It really fucking blows. So, to cure my sadness, I went to, you know, what a lot of people do. Go to eating. Just fucking eating everything, man. And I was good not, like, eating, like, the shit that I absolutely love all the time. But I just added friggin' crap to it all. You know, I just added crap to it. And then I snack, you know. Just because I'm bored. You know, it's too early to go to sleep because I don't want to wake up at 3 o'clock a.m. and stay up. You know, during Sober October, you know, I'm so bored that, you know, I would go to sleep at, like, 8 o'clock. And that's early for me, even though I wake up at 4 a.m., sometimes 3:30, depends. But I've been getting up at like 4 a.m. You know, 8 o'clock is good, obviously, but that's not me. You know, I gotta go to sleep. You know, like me going to sleep at 9:30, 10 o'clock, that's a big deal. That's me wasting my life. I'm like, man, I'm wasting my life fucking sleeping. But I'm also at the age that I need to sleep, or I'm just friggin' tired, broken, beat down. Oh, it friggin' blows. So, you know, I'm in just one of these places as, you know, one of these places in life that I'm trying to figure out. And also, when I eat, goddamn, that shit balloons up. It's bad. It's bad, man. You know, I gained a lot of weight over the last 6 months, 3 months. When I, in my mind, oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing okay. You know, I'm not eating this garbage. I'm not eating that trash. No, you're just eating a lot of other stuff at bad times, too. And, of course, I'm not staying in shape, you know. I'm working my ass off, I'm tired, and I don't want to deal with nothing. I know the cure for the tiredness and get the energy is to work out, you know, and then my other excuse is, well, where do I have the time? Let's fucking go after work, it's fine. You know, that's the best time for me to go, and I already know this. I already freaking did all the mental gymnastics trying to talk myself out of it, but then, you know, I'm not making excuses. It's like, well, no, you can do it this time and that time. It's just me doing it. I just don't want to do it. I leave fucking work. I'm tired. I just want to go home, say hi to the kids, BS with the kids, look at my wife's fucking booty hole, you know, get a kiss from her, and, you know, live my life at home, you know. I'm even putting on the TV. I hate the fucking TV, but I've watched some interesting freaking shows as of late. So, you know, I understand, you know, how easy it is to be a fat fucking ass here in the United States. I mean, you know, I was gonna say McDonald's is relatively cheap, not anymore. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're super inflating everything. It's like, why am I gonna pay $18 for your fake food when now I can go over here to, like, let's say I'm in a mood for a burger, like my son was last night. Now, we didn't go to Five Guys because, you know, I'm like, no, I'm going to make burgers, you know. Fuck that shit. I got the grill outside. You know, I know it's snowing a little bit. It was like, you know, wet rain yesterday. Wet rain, really? The rain was wet. Was the wet rain? Oh, my gosh. The rain was a little crystallized because it was so cold yesterday. So I'm over here barbecuing. I didn't have my, I have like a little tent cover. that I could do for my grill. But I didn't have that. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to make hamburgers in the friggin' rain and icicles. The icicle fucking rain. The wet rain. Yeah, fucking asshole. But anyway. The point is that, you know, why am I going to go McDonald's for, like, one meal? Which I'm not doing anyway because I don't like that friggin' food. That fake food shit. That chemical friggin' patties they give you. You know, I'd rather make it myself. Or at least go to Five Guys. They're friggin' damn good. For that price, you know? For the price, I made burgers, you know? I already had most of the shit. I just had to get that in the buns. And I ate the buns yesterday. I should have just ate the patties. I know. I know, Lobo. I know. That's my problem, see? It's like, damn, but a cheeseburger goes with a potato bun. It just goes together really nice. You know, with a little ketchup. You know, I like me some pickles. You know, and then you throw the friggin' tomatoes on there. A little bit of the onions. Bow! And don't forget the American cheese. I can't help it. I know American cheese is fake cheese. You know, it's like, damn. So, that's my problem. I understand. And I won't even mention the baby cakes, my mom. I'm sorry. The baby cakes that my mother-in-law made. Because, you know, we live down the street. So I was like, hey, come on over. I'm making burgers for the last time of the year. And she likes her burgers. I mean, she's in her 70s, but, you know, she's like, oh, I'll come and I'll bring a side dish. I'm like, okay. She brought my favorite. I don't even like the fries. I don't even like potato tots. No, I need that potato tot friggin' smashed flat and called a baby cake. I couldn't help it. And now I got fat baby cake friggin' ass cheeks. Oh, it's horrible. I couldn't help myself. It's so good, Lobo. It's so good. But that's the problem. So, yeah, I gotta do something. I gotta do something about this. So, my point being, you know, I understand that how it is here in America. It's really easy to get fat, which makes no fucking sense. I know, because, you know, inflation, everything is tough, whatever. But it's still easy to get fucking fat because we have a lot of that fake food and shit. And we have an abundance of it, you know. You go get yourself a bag of Doritos. It's right there. It's right there. It's everywhere in your face. Oh, and then never mind. It was friggin' Halloween. We're just giving out candy everywhere, you know. And I'm not going to lie, I had me a few Reese's Pieces. I shouldn't be eating Reese's Pieces. It doesn't do well with my digestive system. You know, it doesn't come out nice. But I still did it, because I'm a fat ass. But I have to stop, because, you know, one of the things that just irks me, it just gets me so mad, is the entitlement that these fat motherfuckers get. You know, it's not bad enough that you're fat, you take up all this fucking space, you know, and you just have no fucking, you just have no awareness to your surroundings, to the people around you, you know, it's just like you have all the space, you know, you're like just a big fat fucking waste of space, you know. I fucking hate it, you know, I hate the fucking fat people in this fucking country. Not all of them. There's a lot of nice, fun ones, you know. Like, you know, I'm sure there's some nice hillbillies and shit that I would love to fucking party with and shit. You know, there's good people. Don't get me wrong. You know, I had a few fat people in my life that, you know, were friends and shit. And they were friggin' awesome people. You know, they were fun. You know, and they were not assholes because they grew up in the hood. You know, the problem, you know, that's the thing. You know, they took their lumps, you know. They knew their surroundings and shit, you know. They knew their awareness and they knew their fatness is a problem. If you're not paying attention, you know. You just might get a fat tit just fucking wobble and just go on your friend's fucking shoulder. No one wants that shit. Move the fuck over, asshole. You know, take your fat sweaty tit and scram, you know. That's what happens when you go up in the hood. You know, you get made aware of your surroundings and shit. You know, you gotta pay attention. But this ain't the one, the fats that I'm talking about. The fats that I'm talking about are the ones that friggin', you know, are driving in the parking lot and take up two spaces. They drive around friggin' in the middle of the lane. You know, they're swerving because they're trying to get that fucking ho-ho into their fucking mouth that they just bought from the supermarket. They didn't even, you know, I'm watching it pack. Yeah, I'm watching it, the fat, pack its friggin' trunk, you know, of the car. And then he fucking pulls the box out. Looked like ho-hos, maybe it was some brownies. I don't know, some chocolatey friggin', some chocolatey delight. But the problem is that, you know, he's going to eat that whole, you know, I got too much going on in my brain because I'm smoking, damn. You know, he takes the box into him, in with him, into the driver's seat, starts the car, and he must have downed at least two of those. I saw two packets open. Now, the problem with that chocolatey delight, if you look at that box, there's at least 32 fucking ingredients that you don't even know what the hell that means. What the fuck? It's just chocolate flour, a little sugar, a little bit of what? A little baking soda, you know, and water. Why does that, what I name, 5 or 6 ingredients? Why is there 32 ingredients that I can't spell? And then there's a few ingredients that I do know of. You know, so it's like, that'll make no fucking sense. And this guy's like, you know, just stuffing his fat fucking mouth. And that's before he even started the car. You know he's going to eat that whole box before he even gets home. You know, he wasn't parked in 2 parking spots, but he was really close to the left line. So if I went to go park, his fat ass could not get into his car. Because if I parked normal, I'm going to be so close to this driver's seat, that fatso would fucking bash his fucking door against my fucking car, scratching up my car, or worse, putting a dent since he's a fat ass, and he would fucking bend the metal as he's trying to squeeze into his door, into his fucking car, you fat fuck. That's why I parked far away, you know, but I parked back where there was no other cars, and, you know, normally, it's my supermarket, so I know, you know, I know the layout of the land. People usually don't park over there, except for, like, a couple of the employees, because out of the way. No shopping carts, no nothing, right? Another thing, you know, you think these fats are taking the shopping carts back to the little friggin', you know, the little collection area in the middle of the parking lot that you bring the friggin' carts? No, if anyone, you should be friggin', if anyone, it should be you fats that should be grabbing not only your cart, you should grab my cart and friggin' haul it off over there so they're not friggin' in the way of people parking and then the wind comes and the fucking carts go and fucking hit other cars. Now, I'm not saying it's only the fats that do this because there's a lot of inconsiderate fucking lazy assholes out there. A lot of them. You know, I see it all the time. I take my cart or whatever the fuck, we call it a shopping cart. You know, some people call it a wagon or whatever. That shit don't look like no wagon. You know, a wagon you pull, right? This you push it. Anyway, that's just, you know. Well, I guess old carts did the same thing, right? You freaking pull. Anyway, I don't know. I don't have the internet to lie to me and tell me what's up with it. So we're not going to go down that road. My point being is, you know, these fats are a big fucking problem. They're always in the way of everything. You know, they're in the way. They friggin' can't drive. You know, they drive like they're fat. They're all over the road. They won't get close. You know, it's 2 cars to go down this friggin' street. And, you know, and there's a car parked. So, you know, you got to move over a little bit. Nope, not the fats. The fats go on my lane to go around the car. Just stay close. Don't fucking hit it. It's not fucking hard. Oh, my gosh. I can't take it with these fats. I mean, we pander to the fats now, you know. We're over at the supermarket where they go friggin' fill their fat bellies at, you know, where they get all the trash. And they're not even walking around pushing a cart anyway. They're taking the friggin' motorized scooter. The shit for, like, you know, old people. I understand the old people because you ever been walking, you know, been in a shopping center. You know, you're over here minding your business, doing your grocery shopping. And then there's a fucking 80-year-old corpse just shuffling, barely walking, just shuffling. It's like, you know, good for you. It gives me hope that I can, you know, take care of myself when I'm in my 80s and shit. That's nice. But fucking get on that fucking scooter. That's what it's for. You've lived your life. You know, you earned it. There's no fat 80-year-olds because those fat people are not going to make it. So, you know, So I'm not worried about that shit. You know, I'm worried, you know, I don't want you to fall and break a hip, you know. Plus, I want you to get the fuck out of my way, you know. At least those carts go at a speed. You know, the rolling carts. These are the little scooter carts that, you know, that for some reason it's for fat people now. You know, we pander to these fucking fat people. We pander to them. We give them, you know, things that make them fatter. You know, and then we come up, oh, it's a condition. It's a condition. Yeah, you can't stop eating shit, you fat fuck. Would it hurt to go fucking walk? You know? Go take some, go put away the shopping cart, you motherfucker, you fat fuck. You need the fucking steps. You don't need to be parking in the friggin' handicap zone. You know, you gotta park in the back. We should be having fat parking spots in the back, like way in the back, like those last spots that when you first come into the parking lot, that should be the fat spots. You know, you could erase some of the fucking lines, then make a bigger spot, just so they know, look, this fat big spot is for your big fat ass, you fucking cocksuckers. Oh my gosh, fucking get some exercise, you fat bastard. This it don't go out to you, you fats. Choco Loco, Choco Loco. That's good. Ah, the pandering. Oh my gosh, you know, and the worst, we know the worst fats. The worst fats are the ones that fucking dyed their hair, you know, they try to dress sexy for some reason. I look good. Yeah, to a walrus. What the fuck? It's just disgusting, you know? And then they're like so entitled. What are you entitled for? You're taking up too much space. You're taking up space. Give me some room. I'm trying to walk by here. I don't give a fuck about your tick fucking talk friggin'. Oh, I'm a beautiful burglar. I don't give a fuck. Get out of my way, bitch. Oh my goodness, the entitlement. I do want to friggin' say, hey, at least one of those companies friggin' turned it around. You know, Victoria's Secrets were realizing, hey, we lost a lot of fucking money the last couple of years. I wonder why. And then when they, you know, assess the situation, they were honest. They're like, oh my God, it's because we went fucking woke and fat. We went fat woke. No one likes that shit. No one likes that shit. It turns out that, you know, the most advertisement that you get and, you know, the over-the-top sales you get are from fucking pandering to guys. Guys see these beautiful women that you put on the runway or you put in the ads. These fucking, what was it, like Kate Upton? Oh my gosh, she was so fucking hot. You know, you having them walking around in just like fancy underwear and bra, basically. And the guys go crazy. They're watching the ads. They're watching the ads like five times. It's the only ads that get watched like five times. You know, especially when they turn around and walk away. It's like I saw her coming forward. And I was so mesmerized that I forgot what it looks like when she walked away after she friggin' turned. So you rewind the friggin' ad again. And you're watching this ad, right? Because of the fucking hot Victoria runway models. That's why you're watching it. For the friggin' hotties. Then Victoria's Secret went and fucking woke. It's like, we're gonna put fatzos and friggin' and weirdos. We're gonna put weirdos and fatzos that just are not real over here. You know, we're gonna advertise them, you know, for the everyday person. And guess what? The everyday person didn't give a flying fuck. The everyday fucking person went to friggin' Walmart to get their dumb shit because they know. They know there's no Victoria's Secrets that's going to make a fatso look sexy. I'm sorry. And even for the men, you know, there's nothing sexy about a man's body. I'm sorry. And then when you're a fat, fuck that shit. You got to fight belly just to get to the pecker. That shit don't make no fucking sense. No lady wants to look at a fucking naked fat guy. Zero ladies, even the fats. They don't want to see another fat, naked body. They don't want to see it when it comes to the guys. I guess, you know, some guys are into fat women. You know, they're into that. I don't get it. I don't know why. It's not healthy. Like, there's nothing good about it. Like, oh, like, there's nothing good about it. You know? But some guys like it, so, okay, I'll give that, like, you know, that little 5% pass, you know? It's like, I look good. To a walrus, get the fuck out of here. I don't get it. But Victoria's Secrets, they corrected their ways. They're like, oh no, we're hemorrhaging. You know, it's like, we could stay woke, and we could stay fat, but we're going to go out of business. And Victoria's Secret is a brand of sexiness. So they put it to the side. They said, no more fats. Get to stepping on the Stairmaster and shit and lose some weight and come back to me later. So that's basically what they did. So I do want to applaud them for, you know, getting their shit right, because I want to see me some hotties, some classy hotties, walking that fucking runway again with some underwear. I can't wait. So, actually, this hit goes out. Nah, this is the top fuck yous. Fuck you to Victoria's Secret for making that decision in the first fucking place and friggin' ruining the last two fucking years. This it'll go out to you guys. But my next normal hit, it will go out to the decision making. Because, you know, you gotta give people chances. People make mistakes. People make mistakes. You know, mistakes are made. You gotta forgive. In certain instances. And this is one of them. What's funny to me is that I know I've done top five fuck yous, and I've put the fats in there like three or four times already, but that's how much it pisses me off. All right, like, you know, they drive fat, they walk around, well, they can't help it, they're their own fucking orbits and shit. Like, I'm sorry, you know, but I'm heading that way. You know, I seen myself on the scale the other day and I got scared. You know, I'm like, oh no. You know, and I carry it well, I know. You know, I told someone at work, I was like, oh my god, myself on the scale, and he's looking at me, he's like, all right, but where's the weight suit? There's no way. It's like, there's 40 pounds there that don't make sense, so maybe the scale's not calibrated, I don't know. I'm gonna go with that. But yeah, so Mr. Balloon Knots over here, Phil, I have to friggin' get my shit together. I don't think I'll ever can be a fat ass though. I'll probably die before that happens. My body just won't do it. I've had times of state of deep depressions, and I thought I was going to friggin' be one of those fats. But nah, I'm just I'm a thick gal. I got those big hips. All right. It's really a big booty, but... Oh, I was just checking the text. Oh, fuck. All right, so a friend of mine... Oh... A former worker, but we keep in touch, and, you know, we don't really hang, but we always text and talk and leaving each other, you know, voice messages and shit, you know, what's going on, blah, blah. So, yeah, I would say we're sort of still friends, right? Got along with him well. So, he was growing some Mary J. outside. He was out there, like... He has a fence in front of his yard, right? But then they have the driveway, all the grass, and the house, you know? So, yeah, picture just a house. Oh, really? Really, Phil? Oh, sorry, you know, I'm a little high. So, you know, a little around the side in the back, he was growing, just growing like a forest. Like, not just like a nice garden, just like, he's like, oh, I'm going to throw a seed here, I'm going to throw a seed. Like, you know, Johnny Appleseed over here, you know? It's not a garden. It's not a well-designed thing. Like, if I'm going to plant shit, it's going to be in rows. It's going to be, like, legit. You know what I mean? But this guy's like, no, I'm going to use it for decoration and shit, right? So, last week, since it was, like, nice and shit, you know, the shit started budding finally. It was a late bloomer. I think he friggin' started it late, but it was like late blooming and shit. But it was nice weather, so it started budding. He wanted to pick it, but it's like, man, the next week is gonna be really nice. It's gonna bud more. It's gonna be nicer, you know? But since he lives in the hood, some scumbags, and they were watching this, they were like, yeah, you do all the work and I'll harvest it. And exactly what happened. They went in there at night and took all his fucking plants, man. And, you know, he did have it in big big pots and shit. And they stole, like, I think they stole, like, four of them. I think he has two more still in the back, but these were the big ones. And they look good, man. And it's like, oh, man, you know. He said, I was going to harvest it in 2 days. Like, that's what I was just going to do. It looked good. And fucking someone was watching his shit and just waiting for the right opportunity to take it. And they fucking took it, man. And again, like, they had to go around. It wasn't like it's, like, open yard or whatever. You know, there's a fence there, you know. And it's someone else's property, man. And fucking, you know, one of his friends, or his cousin, rather, because they live in a multi-family home and shit, saw the guys, you know, take it, go into a car and take off. And he didn't know, like, he didn't recognize him from around. That's fucked up, man. Fuck you to you fucking scumbags. Oh, that breaks my fucking heart, man. You know, it's like, I forget, you know. I mean, I wouldn't grow it the way he did, because, again, he's a fucking idiot. He's put it on Insta, on the Insta fuck, right? Maria, my Maria over here, she sees it on Instagrams, on the Insta fucks, and it's like, yeah, he has a forest, because I was talking about it. I was like, yo, do you know Carlos? I was like, showing him, like, look, Carlos got a friggin' a forest. She's like, yeah, I see the forest on Insta fucks. He puts it on there all the time. I'm like, oh, he gives zero fucks, you know, but that's the stigma I still have from growing up in the time that I did. Oh, man, but scumbags. This hit does not go out to you fucking scumbags. Grow your own fucking shit. Don't be taking someone else's fucking forestry and shit. You know, it's over there fucking growing for them. You know, this ain't a shared community fucking garden and shit. You motherfucking scumbags. Ugh, this hit does not go out to you. If you're a scumbag, fucking don't take no fucking hits, alright? You fucking shitbag. Get your shit together. Grow your own, buy your own, at least steal from a shitty dealer, at least, one that beats his fucking dogs and kids, you know, steal from them, don't steal from my fucking boy over here, growing his friggin' dream forest and shit, you scumbags. I hope that weed sucks now, this hit doesn't go out to you. I'm just like, damn, man, I hope those were shitty seeds, I didn't ask him, like, you know, did you get a certain strain seed? He probably just picked it from his shitty weed that he gets and fucking just, like, you know, threw it in. Whatever, weed is weed. But, man, that shit hurts my heart. That shit hurts my heart, you fucking scumbags. Ugh. All right, what was that? Was that, like, at least four fucking them? All right, we'll do one more, right? So, last week, Magumba, my friend Vinny and shit, Vincenzo, you know, he needed some help. He's like, you know, I was BSing with him, and he's like, you know, I have to go to Long Island City, and I gotta drop off these drapes. He does, like, drapes and shit like that, right? So, he does custom work for your window needs, okay? You know, and he's like, oh, you know, his back hurts, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he was going to get one of his workers to do it. But it's like, oh, you know, and he's not complaining. But I hear him talking. I'm like, I'll take the ride with you. You know, I'll give you a fucking hand. You know, I need to waste time because my life fucking is boring and shit. So at least we have a few friggin' laughs. I'll probably smoke like 17 fucking cigarettes while he's smoking his fucking joints and shit, which he smoked his joints. I took zero. It was just nice being in the car with it, just smelling. I was like, oh, it smells so good. So, you know, I go with him to Long Island City. And it's very sad. It's very sad what's going on. Long Island City is right up, you know, deep into Queens, right up against Manhattan. It's basically just like Long Island City, Bridge, Manhattan. Like, you know, the only thing separating Long Island City and Manhattan is the fucking water, you know. So it's like, you know, that's part of the city. You know, when you talk about the city and you talk about the outer boroughs and shit, Long Island City is one of them. It's part of Queens. I remember Long Island City even 15 years ago. 10, 15 years ago was the last time I was really there. you know, and it was, you know, the city. It was like Queens, you know. It was still clean. It was still nice, you know. And when I say nice, I wouldn't move there. No, I'm not saying nice like that. I'm just saying, you know, it was, seemed safe. It didn't seem like I was like, I don't want to say a third world country, but let's just say it. I didn't expect it to be a third world fucking country and shit. There was trash everywhere. I mean, just garbage everywhere. Fucking bums everywhere. And those bums were the friggin', the regular people that probably are slumming it in these apartments. And then there's homeless everywhere. It was just, you know, I'm just sitting there, you know, in the car, waiting at the light, and you just see three people just pissing on the fucking street, you know? Oh, thanks for turning your back. At least you're considerate that the drivers don't see you pissing. But, you know, I guess the homeless like it, because that's when the only time they get the showers. They get the golden showers, you know, from the friggin' ricochet off the concrete. It was just filthy. Opened up the window, and it smelled like just disgustingness. You know, and this is scooters everywhere, you know, just like people riding scooters, and it just, it's a third world fucking country, man. 20 years ago, I go over there and I see, you know, hey, my paisanos, hey, oh, and now it's just filth, dirt, piss, garbage everywhere. Disgusting, boarded up friggin' stores, and there's no stores of substance. It's just like, if you want a store to make it, you gotta put a flag of whatever country that you either are from, you know, or one that you support, you know, as far as like, you're from here, but you know, I'm gonna put a Portuguese flag over here, and I'm gonna, you know, I'm a Portuguese, but it's the same fucking type of deli. You're just gonna get blunt fucking wrappers. There's like nothing stocked. It's just disgusting, you know. It's like these storefronts is, you can get lottery tickets, you can get beer, you can get your blunts, cigarettes, and, you know, and like there's a couple of bottles of fruit juice, you know, and then like really nothing, anything else, you know, and that, nothing on the shelves, you know. You might have like a can of Spam and a fucking thing of Reynolds wrap, and that's about it. Everything else, it's just disgusting. I don't know how the fuck these people are staying open. I don't know what they do. You know, there's a few Spanish delis here and there, and a lot of halal places. You know, a lot of halal places. Oh my God. Very telling. I don't know. I would never want to hang out there. I wouldn't want to fucking do business there. You know, and he was delivering what he was delivering to a business. You know, it was like an office building and shit. So it might have been like a lawyer that fights for your immigration and shit. You know, so, you know, help them bring it up. You know, and he didn't have to put it up. You know, he just had to bring it because, you know, he was doing other work later on in the week. So I was like, all right, let's go. It was disgusting. It's very, very, very sad what happened to, you know, this was going on in the city in general. Queens, you know, the nicest part of Queens is over there by friggin' City Field where the Mets play, because it's fucking little Chinatown. It's like Koreatown over there. At least they keep it fucking almost clean. And they're filthy animals. They be spitting on fucking everything, you know. They be picking their fucking nose, and they're fucking picking their ears, and then they're eating food, and they're not fucking, you know. So, whatever. But at least there's not trash on the fucking streets, graffiti and filth. It looks like one lady, well, you know, she's like cleaning the friggin' sidewalk, you know, with like mop water and a fucking brush and shit. At least she's doing that, you know. But not in fucking Long Island City, not in parts of the fucking city. The Bronx, I was told, is just as bad now. Bronx was always bad, but now it's fucking worse, you know. It's like, fuck that shit. I ain't got no Yankee game. I'll take the subway, but even the subway's a sketch, man. You know, I'm walking by, yeah, we're walking by, you know, over there in the city, you know, there's just, everyone's seen in the fucking movies, if you don't have the fucking subways, you know, it's just stairs going down. It's like a hole of fucking death going down and shit, down on the ground to the subways. So, you know, I'm walking by, just walking by, and it smells like just piss and sweat down there. You're hearing screams of horror. Who knows what's going on down there? Fuck that. I don't know what the fuck's going on with the city, but I gotta say, whatever you're doing, it's not working. And whatever is responsible for this happening, this hit doesn't go out to you. You know, I know it was a shithole. People would be like, the city was a shithole. But I grew up over there. You know, I didn't grow up over there. I grew up around there, going there a lot, going by friggin' the Queens all the time, going by Brooklyn, Bronx, fucking... Sometimes I hop out to fucking Staten Island, and of course, you know, I always tell the stories of us cutting school all the time and just dipping out to the fucking city to go rollerblading in Central Park. You know, we go look at those friggin' European gals friggin' sunbathing topless, because back then it was hard to get porn. Ladies aren't showing their titties like they are nowadays. But there was a part in Central Park that there was just topless ladies all the time. There was just creepy men and us assholes rollerblading, looking at the topless ladies. But whatever's going on in the city and shit now, I don't know. Listen, this is not the political show. It's not my thoughts. So, you know, listen, I don't know if it's friggin', you know, we're getting an influx of people from over the border. I don't know if it's just people moving in because, you know, it's America and, you know, it's a place of opportunity. And, you know, my friggin' cousin Muhammad over there, you know, has a little space in his living room that I can sleep in. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I don't like it. And fuck you goes to whatever group is involved and responsible for letting this fucking happen. This shit don't go out to you. You're ruining one of the better cities. I mean, I know people like, I was always dirty and filthy. Listen, that gave a character, all right? That was part of the character of New York. So, I don't know. Whatever it is now, it's a fucking shithole. Third, and I hate saying third world country, but that's what it is, man. That's what it is. It was disgusting. It was not a place. It wasn't America. I don't want to say America. I know that's gay. It just wasn't New York City. That's not, you know, and New York City always the melting pot. It always had an influx of all sorts of people. But at least the people had respect and they were professionals, you know. They tried to do their best to make a living. You know, we were driving back, going through some of the Italian towns, and they're not a little Italian towns no more. It's just all filth, boarded up fucking houses, and people are living in there, you know? It's boarded up because they can't afford a fucking window that someone fucking smashed, you know, last week with a fucking marble or some shit. Who fucking knows? With a crack pole and shit. I don't know. That's what it just looked like. It's sad. It's not the city. That's not the way it was. What was that? Was that five fuck yous at least? That was five fuck yous. And I didn't even start it off right. See, it's just been so long. You know, it gets me retarded and I forgot, you know. The top five fuck yous was brought to you by Marijuana. Get it in you. Oh, yeah. I haven't smoked a cigarette in a while. And I'm happy about it, but I did smoke that day when I went with him. It was last week. But since then, nah. So, for those of you that are celebrating No Nut November, see a psychiatrist. Because, you know, you nutting too much is not the problem. I'm not going to always be nut in November. I did that a couple of years ago. It's a lot of fucking work, and, you know, when did I do it, like 3 years ago? I guess I was a little bit younger, you know, I was on the lower side of 45, now I'm on the other side of 45, I can't be nutting every day, I'm gonna have no energy, I can't fucking do anything, you know, I don't want to watch no more TV, but yeah, fuck you people that's doing No Nut November, and fuck you to Sober October, you know, I tell you one thing, you know, I want to say I don't have a problem. Because people that say that are the ones that have a problem. But I don't have a fucking problem. You know, I don't give a fuck about no drinking. I don't drink. You know, I'll drink a little bit, you know, in a social setting. That's fine. I don't like it. I don't like what it does to my body. I don't like the feeling days after. It takes me to recover. I'm over it. I'm done with it. I'll enjoy a little glass of wine with a Sunday dinner. I'm all about that action. But other than that, go fuck yourself, alright? Stop with the Sober October. Unless you have a problem, then fucking do it for the rest of the year. Do it forever. Other than that, fuck that shit. And I know what Lobo's gonna say. He's like, well, part of Sober October is you're supposed to, you know, do something healthy. I lived, okay? I went unhealthy. I smoked cigarettes, okay? You know? I doubled down. I gave... Actually, no, fuck that shit. I gave my lungs a workout. I gave my lungs a workout. I'm going to come back stronger. All right, you guys. If you want to help, you know, like, subscribe, give the 4 stars, leave a comment. That all helps the friggin' algos. I'm actually laughing at thinking about that meme where there's a girl, she's just, you know, obviously got done having sex, but she has like a confused face, and the little screen cap, you know, the little text box is the guy saying, "All right, well, that's it for today. Like, subscribe to the channel." I think that's funny, okay? That was a good one. But nonetheless, you know, we all ask for the same fucking thing. It's the only thing that really helps us, you know. If you want to advertise here, blueknotradio@gmail.com. I ain't doing none of that other shit. Fuck that. Listen to my other show, Wake and Bake in the Morning, with me, Mr. Blue Knots. I'll be doing another one this week. It's going to take me a couple of shows while I'm getting friggin' stupid and retarded on the Mary J. to actually get my shit together, because I know this was a bad show. But it is what it is. I thank you all. Until next time, ciao for now.